This is Peoria's Hidden Treasures on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Chani Lyons. Today we continue our tour of the galleries participating in the citywide celebration of women artists. In the downtown branch of the Peoria Public Library, Bob Killian has assembled an exhibit of art and artifacts from the Peoria Historical Society's collection. Bob is the curator and collections manager for the society. The exhibit, called Women's Work, includes early samplers and paintings, and a prize quilt constructed in 1882 by a member of the Balance family. Charles Balance was an attorney in Peoria. He served as city mayor in 1855 and published a history of Peoria in 1870. The Balance Crazy Quilt, as it is called, is remarkably decorative. Its silk, velvet, and sateen fabric pieces are held together by fancy stitchwork. In addition, ribbons from the city's bicycle club and the Cornerstone building were woven into the bed cover. Sketches of Kate Greenaway's storybook characters were added as well. Each vignette has a moral. At the corner of Madison and Fayette, several blocks from the library, the Peoria Women's Club has furnished its 120-year-old building with paintings, ceramics, an early grandfather clock, sets of beautiful china, stickly chairs, and other furnishings donated by its members over the years. Its collection reflects the members' interest in promoting and preserving Peoria's cultural history. Of special interest for celebration visitors are the paintings, some created by local artists, including those of sisters Nona and Emily White. Their paintings were prized by Peorians at the turn of the century and later by national audiences. The sisters shared a studio on North Jefferson Street in the 1890s. There they taught oil and watercolor painting and china decorating. Three of Nona's floral paintings hang at the Peoria Women's Club today. A Southwest scene, painted by Emily, is also part of the club's collection. At the Peoria Riverfront Museum, 8 works by women artists were recently acquired. They will be on view during the celebration. 2 of the artists are Peorians, sculptor Nita Sunderland and painter Adelaide Cooley. The celebration of women artists includes women writers and actors from the community. During special hour-long early evening events in late October, they will talk about the experiences they've had and also read a passage from one of their writings, or sing or recite a part they enjoyed performing. The Actors' Hour will be held at Cornstalk Theater, the writers at the North Branch of the Peoria Public Library. The events are free. For details, check the celebration's website or Facebook page. Next time on Hidden Treasures, we will visit the studios on Sheridan and Bradley University's galleries. Peoria's Hidden Treasures is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois, exploring works of public art in the Peoria area. For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Chani Lyons.